This is a dictation of Mr. Thomas Davis, Thomas Davis, date of birth is 1-17-1970, date of accident 10-11-2022, date of service is 11-30-2022. Mr. Thomas Davis is here for follow-up evaluation. He was in an automobile accident on 10-1-2022, where he was rear-ended at around 30 to 40 miles an hour, speed leading to head injury, with headaches, loss of consciousness, nightmares, fearful of the event, peeing in the bag, blurred vision, and spots in the vision. In addition, patient started having pain in the left side of the neck, left shoulder, left part of the lower back, left buttock, left wrist and hand, with radiation of pain to second, third, and fourth finger, as well as difficulty walking. He was also found to have a inflammation of the right sacral leg joint with positive Faber test and with Gunston test being positive in this area on the right side. This is the second visit since 10-24-2022. The patient allegedly has the same symptoms with the headaches on the left side, pain in the neck on the left side, left shoulder pain, and they are reported to be 10. And there is some radiation of pain to the left buttock and left leg posteriorly. However, no incontinence of the urine bowel is reported and no other issues are reported. ADLs are reported affected to up to 10, especially affecting general activity, which is 8. Patient reports 20% improvement in the pain. In the system review, patient reports in neurology and psych history of headaches, which are around 8 to 9, especially left-sided, associated with dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, difficulty sleeping, tension, lack of focus, lack of concentration, depression, and panic. In the pain and numbness, patient reports neck stiffness, lower back stiffness, pins and needle, lower back pain, neck pain, wrist pain, and pain on the left side, difficulty walking. It reports of numbness and tingling of the left arm with minimal weakness. GI patient reports no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence, the bowel, stomach pain, and blood in the stool, and no difficulty in swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is a chest pain, but no asthma, trouble breathing, shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, patient reports there are no changes in the pain levels. It remains the same, and no change in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Norco, substance abuse, patient using marijuana and alcohol for further pain relief. In the compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, blood pressure is 130/84, pulse is 872, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam will come from the previous visit of 10-24-2022. I have not finished this dictation, but I will, and then we can do the general review and musculoskeleton and extremities examination out of this visit. Diagnosis also will remain the same. Plan of care is as follows. Patient will continue his physical therapy at 3 times per week, focusing on neck and lower back left-sided, as well as left sacral leg joint and muscle spasm that has been noticed on the bilateral trapezius, bilateral quadratus lumborum, with the massage, traction, echotherapy. And he's being provided with a brace for the left wrist. A brain injury diagnosis for cranial nerve investigation is being ordered. An MRI for cervical, lumbar sacral, and brain MRI neuroquant is being ordered to identify the brain trauma. Patient already has a back brace. He's been provided with the following medication: Mobic, 15 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory flexural, 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, SFX, 20 milligram twice a day, Tylenol codeine number 4, 1 or 2, 6 hour PRN 13, Lyrica, 50 milligram twice a day, Furoscid, 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN 50 tablets. Session will be seen in 30 days time. Fortunately, the MRI has not been done. Once they are done, we'll be modifying his plan of care.